Okay, we left off discussing Beis Mabeis Gimel Amud Aleph, Sugya Gzeira L'Gzeira, where our Gemara tells us the following, that we do not find cases of one Gzeira built on another Gzeira. And Rashi points out, Beis Mabeis, that doesn't just simply mean that the Chachamim didn't feel it was necessary, but Rashi writes the following Chiddush, that Shelo Yasu Gzeira L'Gzeira. Lo Yasu implies that it's inappropriate, indeed there is an Isser doing so. Why should there be an Isser which is involved? So this Rashi is critical. Now this is a Shas Rashi, based on Beis Mabeis. How indeed do you know that this is true? That you can't make a Gzera the Gzera? This isn't a Sugya, that this isn't a Gemara that says, Ein Gozun Gzera the Gzera, based on the drush that Rashi tells us. So Rashi writes the following. We have a Pasuk, Veikri Yotes, Ushmartem Es Mishmartem. Shmartim es mishmarti is a sugi of almost in daf chof aleph, that is shnios larayos. The chachamim forbid certain relationships, even though midaraisa, they are permitted. That's the concept of shnios, shnios larayos. On what basis do we do so? The Gemara quotes the pasuk, shmartim es mishmarti. And that's different. Ooh, we'll have to see the sugi in daf hei amud aleph, that is different from the sugi in Shabbos daf chof aleph, which is takanos. When the Gemara questions, how can you recite a bracha near Chanukah? We recite in the bracha, Asher Kedoshonu Mitzvosov et Sivanu. The Gemara raises the question, Heichan Sivanu. The Gemara does not answer, Rishmartim es Mishmarti. The Gemara answers, Lo Sosa, Sholavicha V'yagedcha. So it's fascinating that there are two different sugyas, two different psukim, for the Koach HaTakana and the Koach HaGzeira. And we'll have to see, are there any differences between Gzeiros as opposed to Takanos? But here clearly our sugya is dealing with Gzeiros. And the Sur Mukzah, for example, Rabbi Yosef says it's a Gzeira because of Peros Anoshim. Or the Gemara suggests Rabbi Yitzchak, it's a Gzeira because of Mashkin Shazavu. So immediately the Gemara tells us the following. Isn't that an example of a Gzeira the Gzeira? You're going to tell me that, you know what? A Gzeira that Beit HaShonoda is forbidden. Why? Because of Peros Anoshim. Why? Because Shemiyala Vitlosh, you have an A and a B and a C. So that's what the Gemara tells us, that he goof of Gzeira, Manan Nikum Venigzor Gzeira the Gzeira. Poshub Shat, that strong language of the Gemara, is what Rashi assumed. It doesn't just simply mean that is it or is it not necessary. It means Hayitachim. How is that possible? Anan Nekom Venigzor Gzeira the Gzeira. How can we do such a thing? What exactly is this, sir? Because good. The Torah tells us that Ushmartim es Mishmarti, and Rashi says that means Velo Mishmeres Lemishmeres. Lo mishmeres lo mishmeres. And therefore, you have to be very careful. There is an imperative to make yisdinim derabanan, that certainly is true, but you cannot overreach. And overreaching would be a gzera l'gzera. What exactly is the iser? I'm overreaching, and therefore I'm encroaching on what? What iser is there? So poshub shall we describe? And it's a daraisa baltosif the Rambam is. And per beis, halachatesif ochus mamim. The Rambam describes the Koach HaChacham to create the Surei Drabanan, but the Rambam writes that, you know what, you have to be very careful, very, very careful. You have to make sure that this Din Drabanan is consistent with what the Torah allows, because if you overreach, the Rambam is Mefurish. That's a Lav Daraisa of Lo Sosa. And the Rambam gives the example. The Chachamim have every right to declare that Bisar Of B'Cholav is Nisa Drabanan, but they have to make it clear. That's not the meaning of the Fasa. Lo Savash Al Diba Chalei Bimo is not referring to chicken. You can argue that, you know what, as an expansion of that, chicken is included, but you cannot interpret the Pasuk as such. And the Rambam writes that if indeed the Chachamim will attempt to do so, the Rambam writes that's an Isser of Baltosif. And that's a different Hagdara Baltosif. The typical cases of Baltosif, Rosh Hashanah Chavches, is referring to a yachid who performs a mitzvah bihol safa. I go ahead and I put on tefillin with five parshios. I'm notel lulav nesrog with an additional min, a kohen, duchening with four brachos, not three brachos. Those are the cases the Gemara has about Tosif. The Rambam has a new case, Baltosif Tehora. If Bezdin inappropriately declares that, you know what, that this is forbidden, and they declare it as though that this is nisa daraisa, conveying Nisa Drabanan is Nisa Daraisa, that the Rambam writes is Baltosif. And if you ask what exactly is the source, as we discussed previously, there are two parshios about Baltosif. If I ask you where's Baltosif found, you know what the answer is? Parshas V'yaschana, and then Parshas Re'eh. Two parshios about Baltosif. In Parshas Yasanan, the Pasuk says, Loshon Rabbi, Lo Sosifu, L'chol Echad Yachad. In Parshas Re, the Torah says, Lo Sosif, Loshon Yachid. Wow, there are two Torahs about Tosif. One is Loshon Rabbi, one is Loshon Yachid. Loshon Rabbi means all of us, all of us. That's that Chiddush of the Gaon. That the Divrei, the Rabbi, means each individual. Sounds a little ironic. Loshon Rabbi means a Chovas Yachid. That means every Yachid. And Loshon Yachid means a Chovas HaRabbi, meaning a Chovas HaTzibur. And therefore, there's Baal Tosif for individuals. That's an inappropriate violation of a mitzvah, an aveira, the hosafa. And you can have a Baal Tosif, Baal Tikr, the hora. And I'll tell you why I think this is a compelling pshat in the Rambam. Two parshios and two psukim. You know why? Because without exception, no, take a look. Every time the Rambam references Baal Tosif of a Yachid, the Rambam quotes the pasuk in the Eschanan Lo Sosifu. And every time the Rambam talks about Baal Tosif of Bezdin, the Rambam quotes the pasuk in her A. Lo Sosif alav. No, I'll tell you, ooh, that's muchach. No, that's pretty compelling. And I'll tell you a secret. Maybe this is not just the Rambam Sheita, maybe this is the Rashba Sheita. Because related to this issue, no, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin, Mamish in Yonah Dioma, Tkiya Shofa, Tosus is Bavit. That sugya, Tzayin, is where the Gemara discusses Malchias, Echranos, and Shofros, and Tkiyos Demiumad, and Tkiyos Demiushav, an abundance of kolos. So Tosus says the following, how in the world is this? An abundance of kolos. After all, why shouldn't this be in violation of Baal Tosif? You're blowing for Malchius, you're blowing for Zikronos, you're blowing for Shofros, Kius to Yimud, Kius to Miushav, and after all, Poshav Shan Gamar, oh, the Ritva that Malchius, Zikronos, is only Dinder Rabbanan, only Dinder Rabbanan. The Ritva writes, what's Loshan Gamar? Tezayin, no? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Amarachmana, no? Amarachmana. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Imru Lefane Malchius, Zikronos, and Shofros. Isn't that unusual? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and it's only Din de Rabbanan. So you know what the Ritva writes? That's not unusual. That's our Mesorah. That an Asmachta, Dinim de Rabbanan are part of Kavana Sabore. And therefore, it's not a steer to say something is a Din de Rabbanan. And the Gemara will say, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. And the Ritva alludes to a Rambam. It seems to say, in the beginning of Pirush HaMishnayos, the Hakdama, that an Asmachta is like a mnemonic. It's the Zechiras de Ramba Alma. You know why you attach your din to the pasuk? Because it triggers the memory. And the Ritva writes, Divrei Minus. Wow. Take a look at that Ritva. That's apikorsus, no? To say an asmachta is like cute, no? Someone says an asmachta, that's cute. Cute? That's apikorsus. No? That's kavana sabore. Cute means, you know, it's a nice way of remembering a din to Rabbanan. No, no, no. The Rambam probably doesn't mean that also, no? But the Ritva writes, if you think that's all an asmachta is, mamish, kavana sabore. So Tosus is bothered that, you know what, that when it comes to Din and Rabban, why isn't that considered to be Baal Tosif? So Tosus writes the Chiddush, we said this very quickly, now that if you repeat a mitzvah, that's not Baal Tosif. You're not corrupting, you're not altering a mitzvah. Adding another min, adding another parsha, adding another bracha, that is an alteration of. That's Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra. I'm not altering anything. Repetition. Asiyas mitzvah pa'amayim is not repetition. If Chazal would institute another kol, that could be Baal Tosif. If they just say, take these kolos and blow it here and blow it there, that's not considered to be. Okay. If you take a look at the Rashba writes another teretz, and the Mechaskinah discusses, lav dafka, they disagree with each other. The Rashba writes, if there's a mitzvah lishmo le'derei chacham, the Torah says lo sosa. So why isn't that Baal Tosif? Baal Tosif means you're adding to what the Torah tells us, and it's not considered to be an addition if the Torah says that this is what the Chachamim should do, by essence, by definition. Even without the Chiddush of Asiyas Mitzvah Pamayim, that is not Baal Tosif. If you and I were to start playing with mitzvos, we'll call that Baal Tosif. But if the Chachamim will go ahead and declare that this is, that's not Baal Tosif. That is part of the substance of the Torah Hashem. Okay, beautiful teretz of the Rashba. By definition, a takana agzer is not Baal Tosif, or what Tosus writes, asiyas mitzvah pamayim is not considered to be Baal Tosif. Okay. What's surprising is the next line in the Rashba. I'll prove to you that what I'm saying is true. When the Chachamim tell you to add, that's not Baal Tosif. Because, not this year, last year, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, as it did last year, we're not till Kibbush Ofen. We're not till Kibbush Ofen. Sugin Rosh Hashanah Chavtes. Why isn't that Baltigra? Why isn't that an Issa D'Raisa Baltigra? The Torah says yes, and we say no. The Torah says yes, and I don't do it. Why isn't that an Issa D'Raisa Baltigra? Oh, so the Rosh Parayit, that's exactly my point. Just like it's obvious, it's a no-brainer, no? That it's not Baltigra last year, when we didn't blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. So what's true about Tigra? It's true about Tosif. It's not Baltigra when the Chachamim say no, and it's not Baltosif when the Chachamim say yes. So the Rosh Parayit, I'm going to prove to you, when the Chachamim say yes, it's not called a Hosafa, because it's not called a Geron when the Chachamim say no. So you know what's so difficult just with that? Line that you find in the Rashba. This is what the Beis Levi points out in Chelek Aleph and Simen Mem Beis. When we do something above and beyond, maybe that is Baltosif. Okay, maybe yes, maybe no. I have to think about it. If you fail to do, that's a candidate for Baltigra. That's Baltigra, failing to do. Failing to do. A person, for whatever reason, didn't put on film this morning. That's a lav daraisa Baltigra. He failed to fulfill the mitzvah. That's Baltigra. I mean, tefillin is allowed. Tefillin is allowed. Every essay is allowed. Every essay is allowed because if you fail to do the essay, it's Baltigra. And let's say, Rabbi Yehoshita, that alav she'in b'maisa lo ken alav. So for every time you fail to fulfill the mitzvah, to say that malchus daraisa for lava Baltigra. So, you know what? That's wrong. Of course that's not Baltigra. Why isn't it Baltigra? Because Baltigra means performing a mitzvah bigiron, it doesn't mean sheval tasa, sitting back and doing nothing. If a person will put on tefillin with three parshios, you know what? Oh, maybe that's baltigra. A person will offer a karban, and instead of four zrikas adam, he'll do one zrikas adam. Oh, you know what? That's baltigra. You don't offer the karban, that's baltigra. Failure to do is never baltigra. An inappropriate reduction is baltigra. So what in the world is the Rashba talking about? No? Rashba says, I'll prove to you when the Chachamim and it's not Baltosif, because when the Chachamim say no, it's not Baltigra. No, no, when the Chachamim say no, of course it's not Baltigra. If the Chachamim were to say, put on tefillin with three parshios, and that would be okay, that would be a good raya, that just like that's not Baltigra, it's not Baltosif. I understand. Chachamim aren't saying anything like that. They're just saying, don't. Since when is don't? Baltigra. A person doesn't hear shofar this year. That's Baltigra. Why would that mean? That's not at all. That's the Beis Halevi's Tzarechiyun on this Rashba. No? Chelek Aleph Simen Beis. You know what I would suggest the answer is? The Rambam. That's the answer. No? The Rashba is not talking about your Baltosif and my Baltosif, and your Baltigra and my Baltigra. Of course, how do you and I violate Baltosif? By inappropriately doing a mitzvah. Big Geron or Belosafa. Of course that's true. But you know what the Rambam is machadesh? There's a new Hagdara Baltosif. That's called Baltosif Dehora. Baltosif, that's the Rashba. Baltosif Dehora, if they're coming to say do, maybe that's Baltosif Dehora. That's the Rambam. And if the Chachamim say don't do a mitzvah, that's Baltigra, I'll add one word, Baltigra Dehora. Baltigra Dehora. That's the Chiddush of the Rashba. Why isn't it Baltigra when the Chachamim say no? If I decide not to do so, that's the Baltosif Baltigra L'Cholecha V'Yecha. That's a bitul essay. But if the Chachamim are going to get up and say, you're not allowed to perform a mitzvah, that should be a Baltigra Dehora. And that now is what the Rashba says. Just like it's not Baltigra when the Chachamim say no, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah Yishmo, Devei Chachamim, it's not Baltigra when the Chachamim say no, it's not Baltosif when the Chachamim say yes. That's the Chiddush, no? You heard it here, no? That's the Chiddush of the Rashba, like the Rambam Shita of Baltosif Torah. So that means the Chachamim have to be very, very careful. You can't overreach. Otherwise, there's Nisra of Baltosif. And maybe Pashav Shat, that's what Rashi means, that there's an Isser to do these things. Shlo Yasa Gzer the Gzer. Can Yeshua discusses this in our Daf Beis and what Beis? Ooh, the Ben Azmanim homework, no? Prima Gadim, Psicha Kalalas, no? Alat Tezayim, no? That's the Prima Gadim, the Isser of Gzer the Gzer. The Isser, Gzer, Gzer, is a form of Baltosif, Baltosif. So if the Chachamim say, look, the Torah insists, Ushmarta Meshishmarti, we're good. Once you go ahead and you overreach, you know what I'm going to say? It's not a matter of, is it Kedai, is it not Kedai, but you have a problem. What's the problem? Oh, maybe a Gzer, Shen of Sivir of Alamabo. Maybe a Gzer, the Gzer. Maybe a Milsa de Loshiach. Meaning, you're going to institute Gzeros without a legitimate Sorech. It's a Milsa de Loshiach, or it's a Gzera de Gzera. It's not that, you know, neutral. Therefore, in Achinami, there's an Isser. There's an Isser indeed which is involved. And that's the Sugya, that's the difficulty of Arashi. No? That's the difficulty that Arashi highlights. Now, Shelo Yasa, you cannot go ahead and do so. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Anan Nekom V'Nigra Gzera de Gzera. The Gemara answers that no, kula chadegzere, kula chadegzere. In other words, we're not dealing with ABC. It's not that, you know what, you have a Beis HaShanoda, and a Beis HaShanoda is asura because of Peros HaNoshim. And Peros HaNoshim are asura because of Shemiyah Levitlosh. ABC is a gzere de gzere. That's not true. This is kula chadegzere, kula chadegzere, meaning there isn't an A, there isn't a B. It means that there's a concern, Shemiyah Levitlosh. And as a result, Peros HaNoshrim are forbidden. And Rashi writes these words, no? That after all, that Afhi, Pri HaNosher, a Beitza is a Pri HaNosher. It's not that Beitza is a Sur Mishum Peros HaNoshrim, which is also because of Shemiyah Levitlosh. The formation of the Gzera itself was not step one, step two, step three, but rather Kula Chadegzeri. And I want you to take a look at Ur Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, right? Perek Dalet of Shabbos Mishnah Aleph. No? You know what Perek Dalet is? Hatmana, Hatmana, Hatmana. We all know that Hatmana is Asur and Shabbos. No? Sometimes you can't even do Hatmana on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, no? Imagine a person will go ahead and be Matzman. You're going to wrap this pot with the Dover HaMosif Hevel on Erev Shabbos. Ooh, that's an important Kiddush, no? Sometimes a gzera will forbid you from doing something even on Erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos. Wow. So Hatmana is Aser. Sometimes on Shabbos. Good. Sometimes even on Erev Shabbos. Why is that true? Why is that true? What's wrong with Hatmana? What's wrong with wrapping this pot? No? The Gemara says, well, I'm afraid. Shemi Yatmin Beremesh. You want to keep this pot very hot. So you know what? You're going to wrap it. What are you going to wrap it with? A good insulator. You're going to wrap it with something that has coals in it. Coals in it. A heat source. You'll be wrapping it on Erev Shabbos, on something which is Mosef Hevel, a heat source. So we're afraid, don't even wrap it with a blanket. Because Shemi Yatmin Beremetz. Okay, what's wrong with Shemi Yatmin Beremetz? So Shemi Yatmin Beremetz. What, on Friday afternoon? What's wrong with that? Oh, if you're Matmin Beremetz, Shemi Yechate B'Gecholim. Shemi Yechate B'Gecholim. You know what? Shabbos will arrive. And you see it's not sufficiently hot, you're going to stir up those coals. You're going to, and what happens if you stir up those coals? That's a violation of Lo Sevar Oesh. Hatmana is not because of Bosher, Bishul, Afia. Hatmana is Asura because of Lo Sevar Oesh. You're going to go ahead and wrap with a blanket. You'll come to wrap with remetz, and you'll come to Machate B'Gechalim. Oh, that's the Dinder Rabbanan of Hatmana. So the Rambam head on in Pirush Mishnayos. Wow, why in the world isn't this a gzera the gzera? No? Shemi Yatim Beremetz and Shemi Yechate B'Gecholi. So you can't go ahead and engage in Hatmana with a blanket because Shemi Yatim Beremetz, A-B, and that's also because of Shemi Yechate B'Gecholi. Oh, you know what the answer to the Rambam is what do you mean? This is all Kula Chad Gzera. Kula Chad Gzera. So the Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos, but take a look, very important. No, go Ulai Tiksha. Maybe you're going to ask, what do you mean? In goes from Gzera the Gzera, Beis Adav Gimel. So how can you have a Gzera Hatmana, Hatmana itself? Oh, so the Rambam writes the following, very important. Now, you know what in goes from Gzera the Gzera means? It means the following. Kagon shi yigzar bezden eze Gzera be eze zman. It means you have bezden, which creates Gzera A, and the Yachzor Acharkach, the Yigzor, Gzer Loso Gzer. And now you have a new Mamre Bezdin, later, that forbids A because of B. You have a gzeira derabanan that B is forbidden, and then you have a later mamet hachachamim that says A is forbidden because of B. A, which will lead to B, which will lead to C. The Rambam writes that, you know what, that's a gzeira l'gzeira. But let's assume, for example, you have simultaneous institutions of a gzeira. When the Chachamim formulated the gzeira, they formulated this as a single gzeira. Hatmana is usher in any shape or form because of Shemi Yechati B'Gecholim. Even if it breaks down, meaning, you know what, that means that don't use a blanket because you may mean coals, and coals are Shemi Yechata. Hatmana is asura categorically because of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim. The Rambam writes he had that all the time. No. If you have two stages of a single gzera, Zel She'osim Tamid. Of course, that's constantly, almost all gzera, so I have to see a sugi and afei, but those are exceptions. Almost all gzeras are low plug. No? Low plug Rabbanan. You have a concern, and this is usser, and the Hagdara expands. No? How do you ever have a low plug? No? Tosus writes, Ham and Aleph. Cases which are not a low plug are really very exceptional. Where I say, you know what? If the reason doesn't apply, the halacha doesn't apply. No? That's really exceptional. No? We'll see. No, but typically speaking, of course, a gzera. How do you have a low plug? A is also because of B, and now we have a separate low plug. No, no, no. That was the formulation of the gzera, boso azman, and leficha gozru hashtayim biyachad. Those were part of the initial institution, and the zel inyan amaron kula chada gzeri, and that's our gemara. Beis and Daf Gimel. That's exactly what it means. Kula chada gzeri. How was this instituted? How was this instituted? That's a very heavy issue. If it was instituted in stages, and the stages are A, B, C, that's a gzera, the gzera. But if we instituted as a single gzera, it wasn't a gzera that peres noshin are forbidden. And a later gzera that a beitza shenoda is asher mishum peres hanoshrin. But the formulation of the gzera is to treat the beitza shenoda as a pri hanosher. That is considered to be kolach hanegzeri. That's a very important chiddush of the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. Now I'll tell you the following. This will be relevant for later sugyas, but just in terms of a hagadara, this is critically important. You can't have a gzera the gzera. You can't have a gzera the gzera. I understand that. But there's a fundamental distinction between what the Gemara calls a gzera the gzera and what I would term something else. You know, I'll use the following hagdara. Not a gzera the gzera, but a trade rabbana. A trade rabbana. A gzera the gzera is not the same as a trade rabbana. As a trade rabbana. What do I mean by that? I'll tell you the following. This is that Shubas Rabbi Kveger I wanted you to see, and Simon Chavches, because this is quite important. You know what? We're going to see later a Sugi on Shabbos, that Tzadi Dali. There's an Issadar Aysan, Shabbos, and even on Yantif, a Chotza. You're not allowed to carry. Obviously, there are built-in considerations on Yantif. Achonefesh, Mitol, good. Shabbos, no. Yantif, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Okay, fine. The Gemara has a fascinating Kiddush, the Sugya Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Dalet. But you know, what about carrying, for example, let's say carrying a child. Is that an Issa D'Oraisa? Is that an Issa D'Oraisa, carrying a child? The Gemara tells us a fascinating Kiddush, Chai no Seyas Atzma. Chai no Seyas Atzma. You know what? What do you mean? Literally, the child carries himself. Tosos writes, it doesn't mean that it's easier to carry a child than it is to carry a key. You know? The child weighs 50 pounds and the key is nothing. You know, chenos yasatzma, meaning that the child grabs on a little bit, so it makes it a little bit easier to carry. Maybe, yes, a little bit easier than a 50-pound weight, but not easier than a key, no? So Tosos says, you know, chenos yasatzma means that, you know what? In Mishkan, which is the source of Otsah, objects were carried. Valechayim were not carried. So therefore, if everything is dumi demishkan, so therefore, carrying an inanimate object, that's hotza, chai, a chai is no siyas atzma. And maybe there's sometimes yes, sometimes no. But, okay, chai no siyas atzma. Shabbos daf tzadi dalet. Okay, does that mean it's mutla chathila? No? I see a person, he's carrying a child on Shabbos. Now, I say, what in the world? He tells me, Shabbos Sarid Aleph. You know what I'll tell him? What in the world? Yeah. I admit, you're not Chayiv Skila. You're not Chayiv Kares. No? You're not even Chayiv Chattas. No? But of course, it's an Issa. Chaynos Yitzatzmos Potter Avalosser. It's Nisid Rabbanan. It's Nisid Rabbanan. It's not Mutu L'Chadchila. It's not Mutu L'Chadchila to carry a human being. It's not Hotzad Araisa Ke'en Mishkan. I understand. But it's Nisid Rabbanan. Ooh, so the guy's pretty smart, no? He learned a year or so in yeshiva. No, not long enough. He learned a year. This is a carmelis. This is a carmelis. Mechaber, Shinva, this is a carmelis. Chaynos yasatzmo in a carmelis. Chaynos yasatzmo in a carmelis. This is Beit Zadav Gimel. That's a gzera the gzera. You know, a chaynos yasatzmo b'shus harabim. That's a dindarabanan. That's an isidarabanan. I understand. A chaynose es atzmo in a carmelis. Is that us, sir? So you know what you're going to tell him? Yeah, you didn't stay in yeshiva long enough. No, that's a magen avram. Shinches, you've cut an ayin aleph. Chaynose es atzmo is usher in a carmelis. Of course it's usher in a carmelis. But in chaynose es atzmo is only usher in shusar abin. And in a carmelis it's okay? Of course not. But you know, the guy's sharp, no? You know, like, why isn't that a gzera the gzera? So Rabbi Kivega writes an important yesod, but it's just a starting point, important yesod. You have to distinguish between a gzer the gzer as opposed to two isuri rabbana that happen to merge. When our Gemara says, let's call it a trade rabbana. When our Gemara says you can't have a gzer the gzer, our Gemara is talking about how do you construct isuri rabbana. Anan nikom v'nigzar, nikom. How do you construct an Issa Drabanan? You cannot construct an Issa Drabanan piggybacking off of A is also because of B, B is also because of C. Wait a second. No, B is only Issa Drabanan. You cannot say A is also because of B. Is there an Issa Drabanan Chaynos Es Atzmo? Of course. Let me say it very simply. You're going to carry a chai. Maybe this is incorrect to say it this way, but you can come to carry something else as well. The din d'rabbanan of chaynos has nothing to do with carmelis. That was an issur d'rabbanan of chaynos hasan up to hutzah. No. What about a carmelis? The chamim forbid carrying on a carmelis, even though you'll have all the considerations of rishus harabim. But we're going to treat this. This is a semi-public area. This is not rishus yachid. We're going to treat a semi-public area as Rosh Hashanah. What does that din d'rabbanan have to do with Chaynos Es Atzmo? These are two completely independent Isurei d'rabbanan lo karov zeh lazeh. The Isur d'rabbanan of Chaynos Es Atzmo and a Hagdara d'rabbanan that a Carmelis is dinu k'Rosh Hashanah. Good. You know what? If you're carrying a child in a Carmelis, it so happens that that's a combination, a fusion of two different Yisurei Drabanan. That's called Anan Nekom V'Nigzar. We're in the Dukin Lashon of our Gemara now. Anan Nekom V'Nigzar. Not Nekom V'Nigzar. Each Din Drabanan is a direct offshoot of an Issa D'Araisa. Carrying in a Carmelis and Chaynos Es Atzmo. And if they happen to fuse, they happen to merge, of course that's us. Just like Chaynos Es Atzmo is also b'shus harabim, that's in carmelis. And just as in a carmelis, you cannot carry an object in a carmelis, you can't carry a balchai. Okay. That's very mistaken, no? The difference between a drabana as opposed to a case of a Chaynos Es Atzmo. Well, I'll tell you very, very, very simple. Oh, we're good to go. Except. I wanted you to see the sugya of Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph. That's not so simple, no? There, the Gemara tells us the following. It's not awesome. Ooh. Lo yamod adam b'rshus hayachid, v'yishre b'rshus harab. Wow. Shabbos Yud Aleph. You have a pool of water. That pool of water is rishus harab. But, you know, sometimes there's a fine demarcation from a Shisrab to a Shisiyachim. So imagine this. The pool of water is Rosh Hashanah. But I'm standing in Rosh Hashanah. I'm standing in Rosh Hashanah. So Shabbos Yid Aleph, Lo Yamod Odom Rosh Hashanah V'yishter Rosh Hashanah. Don't go ahead and lean over and take the cup and drink in the Rosh Hashanah while you're standing in Rosh Hashanah. Because, whoa, what a slippery slope. No? Shemayot Se Hakli Elav, Rashi says. No? You know what's going to happen? You'll lean back, and lo and behold, you just carried the kli from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. You're right. Technically speaking, as is, you're bending over, you're leaning in, you're not carrying anything from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But you know what? Whoa! What do you mean? Shema Yotze Akleila. A Gzeira D'Rabbanan. That don't do that. You want to drink, make sure you're in the same Rishus. You're in one Rishus, and the Kli is another Rishus, and all it means is, whoop, you lean back. So that you cannot do. Lo Yamot Adam Rishus Rav Yishe B'Rishus Rav. Okay? All right, good. Yeah, I know that. Good. Yud Aleph Amudbeis. The Karmelisman. What happens if that water, you know, it's not in Rosh Hashanah, it's in a Karmelis. And you're going from a Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah. Also forbidden, no? What would you say about that? So Abaye says, Aser. He. Makes no difference with Rosh Hashanah. No difference whether it's a Karmelis. You're right, if it's just a rabbin, that potentially is Nisad Araisa. If it's a Karmelis, all right, Nisad Rabbanan. But if I says he, it's us. You know, if you'd ask Abai, why isn't it Gzeir? No? See what Abai is going to tell you? Didn't you listen 15 minutes ago? That's a Gzeir. Mamish a trade rabbi. Karmelis is us. And Lo Yamud Adam is us. If they happen to coincide, you know, like Chaynos is also on a Karmelis, that's not a violation of Anan Nekom V'Nigzer Gzera L'Gzera. No, it has nothing to do with our Sugyan Beis and Dafkin. No, nothing to do with. So why am I mentioning it? That's how I give shit. No, like whatever. Nothing to do with. Okay. You know. So Bai says nothing to do with. All of a sudden, Rebbe screams, no? Ooh, I'm saved. Rebbe screams, no? That's a Gzera L'Gzera. Rebbe, that's a Gzera L'Gzera. Lo Yamot Adam? Bershus Sayach Yeshus Rabin Bidavka. A Karmelis? That's a Gzera. Hey, you passed like Rebbe, you know? Rebbe screams, that's a Gzera L'Gzera. That throws a wrench into everything, no? That's a Gzera L'Gzera? That only is a Gzera L'Gzera. Why in the world is that a Gzera L'Gzera? Why should that be? There's one Din D'Rabbanan that we treat a Karmelis with the Chumras of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Good, here, Karmelis in Rosh Hashanah. There's another Gzera D'Rabbanan that Lo Yamad Adam in Rosh Hashanah and drink in Rosh Hashanah. Because you're afraid you may cross. Isn't that obviously a trade, Rabbanan? That's what Abaye says. And Rabba all of a sudden gets so upset, right? This is a Gzera the Gzera. How in the world can you have a Gzera the Gzera? Well, what do you mean? Abaye, of course, is right, no? Of course, Abaye is so mistaber, no? This is a trade, Rabbanan. You know? You go upstairs and see someone, and he's having like a chicken sandwich with cheese, you know? Chicken and cheese. I say, what in the world? So he tells him, what do you mean? It's an Issa Drabanan that we treat chicken as meat. And it's an Issa Drabanan that you can't have meat and milk. Basa b'chol d'araisa is meat and milk, they're infused, no? They're official. Meat and milk is only Issa Drabanan. And it, someone once sold Rav Soloveitchik a smicha. It says, this person was tested in Hilchos Basar V'Cholov, with the Vav. Basar V'Cholov. You question such a smicha, no? I say, you know, it's basa with a vase, not with a vav. No. So Rashi said, no, it means he has smichin dinim derabanan as well. No, that was the, you know? The din derabanan is basa v'chalav. No? Any combination of milk and meat. The din deraisa is basa v'chalav with a vase. It means an infusion. An infusion of? An infusion? Yeah, you can have a chicken and cheese sandwich. You know, that's not called a gzeira the gzeira. That's a trade derabanan. A trade derabanan. All of a sudden here, like, that's really surprising. No? Lo yamud adam, v'shusayach, yishus rabin, that already is a gzera the gzera. Something's missing now. Ah, that's the tshuva Rabbi Kaveger, Simon Chavches. Everything I just mentioned to you is all like a hakdam. No? That's the tshuva Rabbi Kaveger and Simon Chavches. Chaino siyasatzmo is oser nekarmelis. That's clear, that's clear. And lo yamod adam, all of a sudden, is mutar nekarmelis. Why in the world do we say that chayna siyasatzmo is the trade rabbanan, and why do we say lo yamod adam, according to Rav, is considered to be a gzeril exam? Gzeril exam. All right, now, now I'm going to tell you one of the most important hagdaras in all the Tokha Shabbos, all the Chazan. You ready for this? Ready for this? I'll just give you a taste, and then we'll have to learn sugyas now as the year goes on. Year goes on. Not all isuri drabonim are created equal. Not all dindarais are equal. Not all isuri drabonim are equal. Wow! You know, someone's going to throw out an interesting question to you. You know, if a person's a choli sheish basakana. Oh, you can mechalo Shabbos darais. Let's say a person is a cholish in bo sakana. You can't violate isur darais. But I'll throw out a heavy issue. Which isuri drabanan can you violate from makom cholish in bo sakana? You know what you're going to tell the person? Oh, that's really complicated. Now you have to look in Simen Shin Chafes, because the Shulchan Aruch says sometimes yes, sometimes no, and it's hard to know exactly when. Which Yisri the Rabbanan do we allow for a chola? In Bo Sakana? And where do we say, no, it's not true, it's not true. So I'm going to tell you like an incredible Hagdara. Incredible Hagdara with over 10 Nafkaminas, and one of them is exactly this issue. One of them is this issue. There are two different types of Yisri the Rabbanan. Let's deal with Melech Shabbos. There are two different types of Yisri the Rabbanan. Sometimes you can have an Yisri the Rabbanan which is exam. Gzeirah d'Rabbanan. You want to know a classic case of Gzeirah d'Rabbanan? Let's say the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. No, that Ein Rochin Al Gabei Behem. You're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos Yom. You can't ride an animal on Shabbos Yom. What's wrong with riding an animal on Shabbos Yom? You know what the Gemara says? Shemi Yachtov Zmor. You know what the problem is? The animal's not behaving. The animal's not going quickly enough. The animal is not. You know what? I'll end up breaking off a branch to hit the animal. You know? What's breaking off a branch? Kotze. What in the world does riding an animal have to do with kotze? No. What does riding an animal have to do with kotze? You know what the answer is? Inherently, nothing. Nothing. But I'll just add the following words, two words. Shemiyavo. Shemiyavo. Riding a horse can lead to kotze. It's not that there's any internal connection between Roch and Al-Gabahim and Kotzer. But you know what I'm afraid of? Shemiyavo. Shemiyavo lide Kotzer. You know what that's called? Where A and B are completely dissimilar, except I have a concern that A could lead to B. That's a Gzeira d'Rabbanan. That's a Gzeira d'Rabbanan. Okay. What's category B? What's the other option? Here I'll tell you a problem. You know, we discussed this just very recently. Now, Tosa Shabbos stuff and Gemara Beis, milking a cow. Milking a cow. Many Rishonim, milking a cow is dosh. No? We discussed that. No? Dosh. Okay. The Ramban, the Ran, ooh. Dosh. Okay. You know? But isn't there a Gemara, Shabbos stuff? That Tosa is on Gemara Beis. The Gemara, Ayin Heim and Aleph. No? Ayin Heim and Aleph. Ein disha el begdulei karka. Dosh only applies to the gdulei karka. So fascinating, not for right now, we will see it later in the Masechta, is a cow called Billy Karka or not? Is a cow called Billy Karka? A car doesn't grow from the ground, I know, but a cow eats off of the ground, lives off of the ground. Because the Gemara just says fish are not called Billy Karka. No? The chilazon, which you extract is the cheles, to go ahead and to take the chilazon and to squeeze it, to extract the cheles, schita there is dash, and that's what the Chachamim say, ein disha el b'gdolei karka. Okay, so that's like fascinating. Dash only applies to the karka, and an interesting issue. Plants are, fish are not, what about cows? What about cows? If you really hold milking cows in lacha d'arayis of dash, you have to assume a cow is called b'gdolei karka as well. Okay. That's the Tosfos writes, and Gemara Beis. Okay. Let's assume you're squeezing the fish to extract the dye for tcheles. That's an issur rabbanan. That's an issur rabbanan. An issur rabbanan, adisha, extracting a liquid from a solid. Why isn't adisha daraisa? Because ein disha elu b'gdolei karka. Right? Is that just a gzeirat rabbanan? Is that like riding an animal? A and B are completely dissimilar. They have no connection whatsoever other than A will lead to B. A will lead to B. Yeah, that's true when it comes to riding a cow. Riding a cow is kotzer. Riding a cow is kotzer d'rabbanan. No. Riding a cow can lead to kotzer. Riding a cow is not an act of kotzer d'rabbanan. That doesn't make sense. No? But what about extracting a liquid from a solid, like extracting the dye of the chilazon? No? Is it just shemayavo? That if you extract the dye of the chilazon, you may end up extracting the milk from the cow? And a cow is b'gdolei karka, and a chilazon is not? Shemayavo l'didisha? Or maybe I'll tell you the following fish. Whoa. You know why extracting the dye of the chilazon? Because that is dash d'rabbanan. It's an act of disha. It's an act of disha. The question is not why is it us there. The question is, why aren't you chayav skila? No? You're not chayav skila because, whoa, I got off on a technicality. No? Ein disha l'gedei karka. The act is an act of disha. Daraisa? No, not daraisa. Because one of the requirements of dash is ein disha l'gedei karka. So I'm going to tell you a fascinating chiddush. There's a world of difference between disha shelo l'gedei karka as opposed to riding an animal on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And what exactly is that difference? So that's my hadara. Now, riding an animal on Shabbos into this gzeirat rabbanan shemayavo, and extracting the dam of the chilazon from the chilazon is a malacha d'rabbanan. A malacha d'rabbanan. It's a malacha of dash d'rabbanan. A malacha d'rabbanan versus a gzeira d'rabbanan. That I'll tell you is pretty good. No? That I'll tell you is one of the most important hadaras in all of Dinurim of Shabbos, and for some reason people aren't aware of that distinction. No? But without it, hard to understand many sukkahs. That's like an incredible, incredible yisod. Moshe Terez in the Sefer Eretz Hatzvi, this distinction with one nafkamina after another. One nafkamina after another. Malachas d'rabbanan versus gzeiras d'rabbanan. I'll tell you a secret. You can solve that big dilemma. B'makom cholesh she'ein bo sakana, we allow gzeiras d'rabbanan, but we don't allow malachas d'rabbanan. In that regard, a malacha d'rabbanan is more chamor than a gzeira d'rabbanan. So that's like pretty heavy. No? You're a doctor. This is a cholesh she'ein bo sakana. Whoa, now you have to ask yourself, that which I am doing, is that a gzeira or is that a malacha d'rabbanan? The fact that it's d'rabbanan is not the end of the day, that's only the beginning. Now step two, gzeira or malacha? A malacha, that's going to be also. A gzeira, that's going to be mutter. That's a pretty heavy yisod. But the Kivenga writes the following incredible, incredible chiddush. That you know what? In order to have something as a gzeira ligzeira, a gzeira ligzeira, you know what that means? both of them are gzeiros drava, as opposed to melachos drava. Both are gzeiros drava. And anan nekom v'nigzer gzeiro l'gzeira is when you have two gzeiros drava. But if one of them, or both of them, but even if one of them will not be a gzeira, if one of them will be a melacha d'rabanan, then we will make such an iser that is not a violation of gzeira l'gzeira. Gzeira l'gzeira to gzeiros d'rabanan. Not if one, or certainly both, are melachos d'rabanan. A melachos d'rabanan. That's why the Kevegas Yisrael. That's pretty heavy. So, for example, the Kevega writes the following. Lo yish. Don't go ahead and drink by leaning over here, because we're afraid you may straighten your back. That's a gzeira drabanan. That's clear, no? Lo yishte. Lo yamod. That's a gzeira drabanan. What is chayno seyas atzma? Chayno seyas atzma is just a gzeira drabanan. That if you carry a live being, you may come to carry an inanimate object. You know what I'm going to argue? Chayno seyas atzma is similar to disha shlo b'dorikak. That's an act of hutzah. That's an act of disha. Chayno seyas atzma is hutzah drabanan. Not just simply Shema Yavli De Hotsa. That's Hotsa Durabana. Shrav Kivega writes, that you saw it. That Lo Yishte in a Carmelis is a Gzera the Gzera. And that's why Rava is so uncomfortable. Rava says it cannot be. And how is that different from a case of Chaynos Yisatzmo in a Carmelis? Because Chaynos Yisatzmo is not a Gzera Durabana. It's a malacha drabanan. And therefore, b'davka nakat. When our Gemara says, anam nekom v'nigzar gzera ligzera, it means two gzeros drabanan. If you can somehow demonstrate that something is a malacha drabanan, wow, then that would not be the case. Not be the case at all. Wow. That's an important chiddush. And that's going to resolve many, 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 many sugyas. That distinction. But very meduyuk. When our Gemara says, gzeir the gzeir, what does it mean? Not all isurei d'rabanan. Gzeir the gzeir, that is considered to be the restriction of. Once something is considered to be malacha d'rabanan, Rabbi Kevir points out, then you can have the combination of a gzeir with a malacha. Important Yisrael. Take a look at that. The Shuvin Simon Chavches. Now, our Gemara tells us in Daf Gimel that Beit HaShenolda could be Aser as forms of Exeira. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's after all part of the Exeira Peres and Oshri. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's part of the Exeira, the Rabbanan of Mashkin Shezav. Poshub Shad. In our Gemara, these are two very different gzeros. Very different gzeros. There's one gzera d'rabanan, a peros anoshim. There's one gzera d'rabanan, mashkin shezav. Wow. Two very different gzeros d'rabanan. In fact, the Gemara asks, why is it Rabbi Yosef does not agree with Rabbi Yitzchak? Why is Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with Rabbi Yosef? These are two, like, very different gzeros d'rabanan. And the question is, where does the Beitz HaShenolda fit in? On the one hand, a Beitz is Ochel, and then a Beitz is Balua. Oh, so where would you position a Beitz? No? But these are two very, very different. Very, very different cases of Zeres. Okay. Well, so, Peros and Oshrim are forbidden because of Shemiyala Vitosh. Okay. Tosus is bothered by the following. Why do you need a gzera peiros anoshim? Why do you need that? Why do you need that altogether? Well, obviously, a pri hanoshir is off limits. Because when Shabbos, or when Yom Tov began, it was mechumra. Obviously, at that point in time, it was shalom in amuchan. it was mukta. And if it's mukta at the time of Enoshmoshos, even if the mukta resolves itself, because guess what? Or all of a sudden, you know what? The pre became detached. But migudis katsai. Oh, and linking to our earlier shiurim, no? And Tosa says, and this is a form of migudis katsai that even Rabbi Shimon would agree to, no? It's not that there's a machlokas regarding migudis katsai. The machlokas, the migudis katsai, is when do we apply migudis katsai? When do you apply it? In a case of Moser Shemin Shibaner. Oh, and we had an offshoot of that. If everybody agrees to migudis katsai, it's a question of application. How does Mukta Machmas Chaser and Kis fit in? No? Tosas Rabbi Kveger? No? How does that fit? But everyone agrees to the concept of Migudis Katsai. So if you have something that's absolutely Mechubar, obviously it's off limits, and obviously it's Mukta, so obviously it cannot be used, it becomes detached. So what in the world? You need a new Gzera Shemiyala Vitlosh. Why indeed is that true? Why indeed is that the case? Also, Tosas is going to argue, you know what? I'm going to tell you enough Gemini's. You're right. A typical case of a Pi Anosha is going to be usher for two reasons. It's usher because of a Gzera Shem Avidlosh, and it's also usher because of Mukta, but they're nafkaminas. They're nafkaminas. Because if it's a Mukta problem, I can construct a case where you anticipated that it would become detached. In which case, I could resolve a Mukta issue, but I'm not going to be able to resolve a Shem Avidlosh issue. For example, a Chatzar, Shiyeshbo, Oregon. Well, and Tosa says, I can tell you the opposite. I can construct a case where there's no concern of Shemiyal Vitlosh. Let's assume, for example, you're afraid it will result in a malacha. Let's say it's really hard to do the malacha. If something can happen flippantly, we're concerned, you know? In a blink of an eye, you can do this. If you're talking about something that requires real effort, for example, in order to harvest, it requires mara v'chatzima. It requires tools to go ahead and harvest. Really? If you use something that became detached, you're going to come too. Oh, for that, you need the mukta. So Tosa said, you're right. In a typical case, you have two reasons. But indeed, there are nafkaminas. Well, so Tosa writes, you need a mukta, right? For cases, deboi marva chatzina. And you need shemei alitosh in a case where chatzu sheish barav, and where indeed it's considered to minamucha. Let me remind you of a Ramban, no? And this Ramban is very important, no? Remember that Ramban, no? The first Tosus in the Masechta, no? First Tosus in the Masechta, ooh, Ramban. Tosus says, you know, realize, it's a Shinoda. Why does Mishnah say Teach, lo Seyacha? Why not say Mutar Nasudim? Oh, realize, because you know what? Mutra and Asr can different things. Achila, Tiltul, oh yeah, how's it that? Now I know the Hagdaras. Where do you see that's true? Chaf Dalet, no? Tosa says. Because what about the case of, all of a sudden, Tosa says, you have a Mishnah that describes a case where, you know what, that you have a Safek Muchan. You have a Safek Muchan. No? What's the halacha of Chaf Dalet? It's a case of Safek Muchan. Oh, Tosa said, maybe that's one of the cases. Some Sudas Chayov Adagim Shasam Yer Yantiv. Don't take it on Yantiv. Don't take it on Yantiv. Why not? Because maybe it was caught on Yantiv. So what if it's caught on Yantiv? So what if it's caught on Yantiv? Oh, so the Ramban of the Mochamos, no? What did the Ramban say? If you obey, I have two concerns. One concern is, well, if it was caught on Yantif, that means it wasn't Menamuchan, and the Mishnah of Chaf Dalet is a Mukta problem. A Mukta problem, right? Oh, the Ramban has a second day. I don't know. Maybe it's a Gzeres Shemi Yotsud. If you're going to go ahead and use that which was caught, you may come to catch. Where did that come from? But there's such a Gemara? Shemi Yotsud? Of course there's such a Gemara. What does Ramban say? Basic Gimel Min Aleph. Shemi Aleph Liklosh. What's true of Tolish is true of Tzeda. You know what that means according to Ramban? Gimel Aleph is a very broad Gezerah. something that happened by itself. There's a broad Gezeirah D'Rabbanan. If you access it, you may come to do that. You're going to go use a Pri Hanosher, you may come to Kotzer. That's the same Gezeirah that if you use an animal that became trapped, you may end up trapping. Wow, wow. I'll tell you a Chiddush. According to Ramban, ready for this? Maybe Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak are the same Gezeirah D'Rabbanan. Is there any common link between Teras Anoshke, Mashke, and Shezavu? You know, I'll tell you according to Ramban, unbelievable, no? These are two examples of something that happened naturally that cannot occur b'dei Adam. And if you access something that occurs naturally, either Mashkin, Shazar, Peres, and Oshin, we're afraid. Shamil Dekotze and Shamil Dekotze. Maybe, you know what? Maybe these are very similar Din Rabbanan. Maybe even the same Din Rabbanan. We can argue about which Din Rabbanan is Beitz Shinolda similar to. But wow, wow. You know what I'll also tell you? I'll tell you that Ramban's against Tosus. Because Tosus says if something requires Tirfa, there's no problem of Shemiyavo. Seida, I would classify as something similar to Marva Chatzina. That really requires effort. And the Ramban writes, that's not a Muksa problem, that's a Shemiyitzo problem. No? I'll tell you that's against our Tosus. No? So Chaz of that Ramban, no, Daf Yud Gimel, go through the Tosus very, very carefully. Right? Then we'll have to discuss. All right, the broader Hagdara, Malachas Ochanan.